ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, counting down the hours until the solar eclipse later today. From Mexico up to through the U.S. into Canada, millions will be in the path of totality, including ABC's David Muir in Burlington, Vermont.
Even if you're not directly in that path of totality, which will be wider this time than what we've seen before, scientists say about 99% of Americans across this country will witness something today, whether it's a partial eclipse, even just a piece of what we're not going to see for another 2 decades.
As Gazans slowly trickle back into the city of Khan Yunis following Israel's announcement of a troop withdrawal there, Doctors Without Borders say rates of malnutrition throughout the territory are growing. Talks on a ceasefire continue in Egypt. The Vatican releasing a declaration today that says surrogacy and gender reassignment surgery are grave threats to human dignity on par with euthanasia and abortion. South Carolina beat Iowa to complete its perfect women's NCAA basketball season Sunday. Tonight it's UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today talking about a new student loan forgiveness program.
That plan would be more targeted than the sweeping program struck down by the courts earlier in Biden's administration, this time focusing on offering relief to borrowers facing financial hardship or challenges due to higher interest rates.
Michelle Franzen reporting. Southeastern Wisconsin is the best part of the state for catching a glimpse of today's partial solar eclipse. That includes Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Lake Geneva, and Janesville. The forecast calls for clouds over much of the rest of Wisconsin, especially to the north. Wisconsin is not within the path of totality, so the effects here aren't optimal anyway. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The newly relocated Rock County Veterans Service Office is open and ready for appointments. The office was out of service for 10 days while staff consolidated services and moved to its new location in Janesville. The county Veterans Services officer says having offices in Janesville and Beloit wasn't helpful for the office's 4 employees. Even though the center is officially reopened, the office is closed next week for yearly staff training. 27 cats need forever homes. They were rescued during a drug bust in Sauk City on Friday. The suspect is a 34-year-old man who is under arrest. The cats include 5 mothers, 4 juveniles, and 18 kittens. The cats have had their tests and shots. Some of the cats will be available for adoption through Angels Wishes Pet Adoption and Resource Center in Verona this weekend. Others need more time in foster care first. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a 4-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners. Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick. Had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not trying to do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost 4 in a row at home and 6 of their last 7 games.
You know, we have, 4 games left and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles, otherwise partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I want you guys to have a fantastic weekend, and here's why. This might be the last normal weekend that we have for quite some time. I mean, we've got this solar eclipse on Monday, this very rare solar eclipse. Who knows what the fallout from that will be? Plus, that will be combined with several earthquakes. We've already seen a few already. And why not sprinkle in this infestation of locusts?
What?
Okay, that would be Madge's, for by way of, you know, taste and such. That would be Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
He was her boyfriend.
With us? He is her boyfriend.
Oh, is he still?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. So,
He was my boyfriend!
He got in a gander at this guy? Mm-hmm. Someone online said he looks like he got stung in the face by a murder hornet and his EpiPen is back with the wife and kids he abandoned.
Oh, dear.
All right.
He is not attractive.
No.
Yes, and he went on to talk about how
looks.
He went on to talk about
it gets
how
better.
Ugly liberal women are.
Oh,
so fair game. See, get all judgy at first, didn't you? Go ahead. What's his name?
Liberal women tend to be some of the ugliest women I've ever seen. And I'm serious. I mean, zero makeup.
Well, they
take
are
no
men.
Pride in them. Well, they want to be men. They take no pride in their dress, their attire, their makeup, their haircut. Half of them look like men. Hairy armpits, hairy legs.
What?
Come on. That is not embracing what it means to be a woman.
Your girlfriend looks like Barney Rubble in a sleeveless dress.
Exactly.
Kidding me?
Barney Rubble did wear sleeveless dresses.
She did. Clam rakes for feet. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Chris. That did not bring, you know what? That did not bring out my higher self.
It did not. No.
How many gorgeous liberal women do we know? A lot.
All of them?
All of them. He's stating Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Uh-huh. Right.
Which is why that's funny. Okay.
She's not the most attractive.
Something, eclipses, earthquakes, the rapture, something, we must repent. Dogs and cats living together, I assume. Alligators walking on their hind feet in Boulder, eating baby children.
Chewing up baby children.
Yeah, chewing them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, the last eclipse we had was in 2017.
Right.
Well, it didn't end.
No.
Didn't. So why is
everybody freaking out?
Yeah.
Don't know.
There's always the hope Trump will stare directly into it again.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, and then you know what? Then he's going to have to get a dog, and he hates dogs, and dogs hate him.
We know that.
He's going to stare into the eclipse, he's going to go blind, he's going to need a dog, and then that's going to be the end of that.
Why didn't he go blind the first time?
Wouldn't that be funny? Because you won't know. You could give him one of Biden's, you could give him...
Major?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major would kill him.
Because he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He knows crooked Secret Service agents.
They know.
And deleted their texts.
Yep. Good boy. He's a good boy.
It's not a good boy.
Good boy.
When a dog bites anybody.
Not if they know what they're doing.
Yeah, not if they sense evil.
Trust me.
Look at my Evil American shirt for Mar-a-Lago this weekend. Did Melania not look like she was in a hostage video? Oh, my God. She hates him like
so
11
much.
Billion more times than we do.
So we can see it. There we go.
Oh, did you mean my long luster extensions? Oh, the lady that was picking through my ratty weave in San Francisco for San Francisco Sexy Liberal tweeted that she hopes my weave's all. And I said, it's all, I get new weave in place, ready to roll. Minneapolis. Going to Minneapolis this weekend. My weave is ready.
Okay.
Posted pictures of it.
Chiffon is wet.
Yeah. She literally was like a rhesus monkey picking through my hair. And she was like, oh, can Frangela help you with this? What? They were the little temporary snap-in extensions. And she was trying to fix me.
Have you ever just tried growing your hair?
Yeah.
That's what mine is.
You grow your hair?
Don't be ridiculous.
This is mine.
I know. I try to grow it. I'm taking Nutrafol and stuff. But I need sexy liberal tour hair.
You know that the weaves don't help with growing
your
hair.
Could you take your organ off? I choose to believe they do. Please take your... Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene has doubled down on her claim that the New Jersey earthquake... I think it might have been a van... Because it was right near the golf club.
Yeah, it was near Bedminster.
I have the documents!
There was an aftershock that was centered right at...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a van with the documents. You know it was. We're this close to my Carrie movie ending. Her bony hands are about to come up. I think she's going to have the classified documents when they come out of the dirt and grab his ankles or whatever.
Well, the documents are in there and she isn't.
Exactly.
Well, listen, don't bother me with details. She got cremated. Whatever. Bony hands are going to come up. That's how this horror film ends.
Sissy Spacek through the...
Uh-huh. Yeah, I kind of think probably it's the guy that just said, compare himself to Jesus. Maybe that's why God sent an earthquake to his stupid golf club where...
And
wife
Mandela.
Is buried after her unfortunate accident.
Moida?
So clumsy. Oh, did you want to say it?
Was it Moida?
I wonder if it was.
Moida?
Not like that.
And when they met, it was murder.
Yes. It's your job to say it like Max.
Like Max. From heart to heart. Yes.
We're old.
And you have to say it like murder.
Murder?
There you go. Better.
Okay. Moida. It's Moida, I tell you.
Isn't this like a play where we're still rehearsing? It's like we're not really on air, are we? Are we on?
This is the out of the gate. Yeah, it's free, so this is what you get.
Yeah. It's me just
good luck.
Just vomiting on everything. That, yes, okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene doubled down on her claim that the earthquake was a sign from God to repent. The epicenter was in Jersey, just a few miles from the, and as you said, the aftershock was, directly... it rattled Ivana's bony hands holding the classified documents. She said, she tweeted, God is sending America strong signs to tell us to repent. Earthquakes and eclipses, many things more to come. Presumably the alligators in bowler hats.
Standing up on their hind legs, chewing up baby children.
Yeah. I pray that the country listens. Oh, she got a community note.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from Twitter.
Monday's eclipse was predicted hundreds of years ago. Yeah. It will not have been caused by contemporary actions.
Right.
No. And so she said, many have mocked and scoffed at this post and even put community notes. Jesus talked about it in Luke 12, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just also compare yourself to Jesus? Because, okay. All right.
World didn't end in 2017.
No.
I remember going outside the office, taking pictures of the shadows on the ground.
I've lived so many eclipses in my life.
Yeah. World hasn't ended.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, he's going to look right at it again. Someone's got to tell him not to right away, because you know he'll just do it the minute you...
No,
there is a gag order on you staring at the eclipse. And then he'd be like, uh-oh, here's your dog. It's definitely not Commander. Good luck. Doesn't this feel like the last segment Friday rather than the first one Monday?
Yes.
And the Sexy Liberal Tour is just starting this weekend, and I'm already... punchy.
How is it that we're opening the week like this?
I am loopy because it's going to be a long tour. Okay. Minneapolis.
You're going to enjoy it.
I am going to enjoy it. You're up first, Minneapolis. Let's go. Let's do this. Saturday night, sexyliberal.com. Very exciting. Very exciting. And then Philly, you're up next. Okay. And we're still working on all sorts of fabulous surprises. Yes. Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter joins us for the debut.
Yes. Can't wait.
The debut of the Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
The debut.
In the butt, Bob.
In the butt, Bob. What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? In the butt, Bob.
Made whoopee.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In the butt,
we
Bob.
We are really old.
We are.
Our reference is going to get any older because are we, mid-70s game shows now?
Mm. Well, I mean.
He used to live down at the street from me.
Bob Eubanks did? What was he like as a neighbor?
Lovely.
Okay.
Did he make you guess what was in your mailbox or did you
all the time.
Okay.
He had the note cards, and he just knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So what? Where are we? Oh, we have Dean Obadala, our legal lad.
Yep.
Coming up, lots to talk about on the legal front. Yeah, just so shocking that something sketchy is going on as it regards Donald Trump.
That's shocking.
Oh, by the way, so he said they made $50 million. So we're just going to take the guy's word that is inflating his assets.
Yeah, I'm going to wait to see how much they have to report is reported.
Should the media maybe take a beat when the person talking has been caught lying almost every single thing he says to just I think you need to report Trump says.
Right.
Because it's weird that it just happens to be double what Biden made with the three presidents. It's like the guy that tripled the size of his apartment.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be crazy that he would in some way inflate. Although Noel Castler wrote a piece about the number of, tax cheats and child predators and stuff that were gathered there.
Yeah.
Kind of a big convention of ick. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, maybe, because that's all they care about, themselves and tax breaks. So who knows? Okay. All right, so we have a lot. We have a lot to talk to Dean about. We are at an inflection point on Gaza. You know, Chef Jose Andres spoke out this weekend, and
that was
I agree with him.
Like,
yeah, but I agree with him that there's got to be an independent investigation.
Absolutely.
I don't think IDF.
I agree.
Investigate themselves. He called out what he believes is a Russian investigation. He said. Israel's military admitted to a number of failures, fired two senior officers, which is, what Malcolm Nance said should happen. I mean, at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I would say a perpetrator cannot be investigating himself, and I would say we need more information. We need to see better quality videos. He said the one thing I thought, too. He said, my humanity tells me, obviously, I don't want to believe that World Central Kitchen was targeted, and probably this was not the case. I mean, I think just on a PR level, I don't think Israel meant to do this because I think they know what a disaster.
It was three different attacks, though.
But it was at night, and they're saying something with the drone camera couldn't identify the. But there obviously was miscommunication because they had been in communication with where they were moving and when.
Exactly.
And so I don't know how the communication failed, but they were saying that something in the camera at night, the drone camera couldn't see the top of the cars.
What I know is that Bibi Netanyahu has been a vindictive bastard in the past.
Yeah.
And Jose Andres has criticized Bibi Netanyahu in the past.
Yeah, well, and justifiably.
Yeah.
Right. Well, sorry, Chris. You said something. I was triggering something. I needed to say. What?
I don't know.
Bibi Netanyahu and Jose Andres.
Right.
Not helping.
Jose Andres has criticized Bibi Netanyahu in the past, and Bibi Netanyahu has been a vindictive bastard. In the past.
That was it. Is it someone said? At this point, I think the consensus is pretty clear that it's not an eye for an eye. It's like it's 34,000 eyes for 1,200 is in anybody's view. You're like, okay, this is looking like just. What did he say? Jose Andres said it's beyond defend. It seems like it has gone beyond defending Israel, itself,
it is.
And it's a war on humanity.
Yes,
yes, we have that.
Oh, we do. Oh,
what?
I should have looked at the soundbite list, shouldn't I?
Oh, well.
Where is it?
13.
Oh. This, please. Thank you. Oh, Chris Wallace, whose daughter worked with World Kitchen.
Yeah.
Israelis killed seven workers from World Central Kitchen who were trying to bring food to Gaza's starving people, striking their three vehicles in three separate attacks. This is how Jose Andres, founder of World Central Kitchen, responded.
Humanitarians and civilians should never be paying the consequences of war. This is a basic principle of humanity. At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself.
Wallace talking about
2 years ago, my daughter Catherine volunteered at World Central Kitchen to help feed Ukrainian refugees who fled to Poland. She's the woman on the far right. And that man in the center, Damian Sobel, who Catherine says was incredibly kind. He's one of the seven World Central Kitchen workers who was killed this week. Now, I'm no military expert, and I know Hamas is hiding in a civilian population. But there's got to be some way Israel can fight this war without killing so many innocents, without killing people like Damien. Sometime over these 6 months, continuing to fight this war this way became unacceptable.
Yeah. I realize we're running long now, but this piece, I don't know who wrote this, very smart, but it's what we've been saying for weeks now. Netanyahu is to Israel what Trump is to the U.S.
Exactly.
And these are, to me, the key points, to your point, Chris, about what Chef Andre said. Netanyahu is, to me, the epicenter of, of evil here. So let's
Hamas is evil. Netanyahu is evil.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, exactly. All right, so we'll talk about that in a sec. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the smartness and cuteness and just overall awesomeness of Jody Hamilton and also Credo Mobile,
because
she's been using it for 15 years. Here's the curve. Here's Jody. Way ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of it.
You know what? The curve can't even see Jody.
Nope.
No. She knew.
The curve is way in the rearview mirror.
Right. Right, and objects are even farther away
in
the mirror.
What?
Because Jody's that smart.
Yeah.
Credo Mobile. It's America's progressive phone company. They share your values, support the same cause as you do. They've donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Planned Parenthood, so important right now. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that great feeling that comes with knowing your phone company works for your values, and you are making a difference with every, that little thumbs up emoticon that I send you guys all the time.
Oh.
Thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
The universe is saying thumbs up to you. And you get coverage. Well, you know, you get rewarded with coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to credomobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. That is credomobile.com. Get $250 off when you type in the code Steph.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh boy. Nothing like Chris and I doing the manhunt dance in unison. We actually look more like those dumb swimmers, synchronized swimmers on SNL.
Yeah.
I know you. I know you. Rude pundits coming up in a couple of minutes. Jody, I don't know who wrote this, but thank you for sending it. It's fantastic because they agree with everything we've said. Mm-hmm. Netanyahu is to Israel what Trump is to the U.S. I just said that to somebody. Who was it on Friday's show? Credible world leaders have begun accusing Israel of genocide as the world increasingly turns against Israel for violating international law. Netanyahu and his cabinet present an existential threat to Israel's existence. Nothing will put a more visible target on innocent Jewish people than continuing to commit heinous crimes in their name. This is dead on, in my opinion. Yeah. The American parallels are obvious. Netanyahu, like Trump, is facing legal troubles, including corruption and fraud charges. Netanyahu's aggressive tactics in othering Palestinians, similar to Trump's attacks on immigrants, suggests he is using the war in Gaza to stay out of jail and remain in power.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Like Trump, Netanyahu is willing to sacrifice his country for his own well-being. Like Trump with NATO, Netanyahu has alienated his best allies, diminished his country's reputation, and created more enemies for his nation's people, who themselves are grappling with unimaginable loss. Not to mention that this happened on his watch in the first place. And by the way, he was funding Hamas.
He was.
I mean, and then Trump going, this wouldn't happen on my watch. Really? Your buddy Putin was funding and training Hamas. This absolutely would have happened. I mean, anyway, sorry. I got off course there. Netanyahu makes it difficult to separate innocent Israelis from their cruel government. The resulting rise in anti-Semitism is both heartbreaking and unfair. Blaming Israel for Netanyahu is like blaming all Americans for Trump, mm-hmm. even though more than half the country detests him and supports his prosecution on 88 felony charges across 4 criminal cases. And then it just ends by saying, you know, what we've been saying, that Biden faces an impossible dilemma. Mm-hmm. When President Obama wanted to freeze Israeli settlements to begin the establishment of a Palestinian state, Netanyahu started encouraging partisan division in the U.S., and the dangerous GOP Netanyahu alliance was born, endangering long-term bipartisan support for Israel. Every time the IDF kills innocent civilians, global support for Israel weakens. The situation is untenable for both innocent Palestinians and innocent Israelis. Hamas would not win a bullets-for-bullets war against Israel, but they're winning the propaganda war with Netanyahu's help and destabilizing the U.S., Israel's strongest ally in the process. Given recent polls, mounting deaths in Gaza may alienate enough Democratic voters to put Trump back in office. If that happens, Netanyahu will celebrate by extending Jewish settlements to the Mediterranean Sea, and Palestinian cries of sorrow will fade by attrition. Whoever wrote that, I'm dead on. Trump getting back in will make everything worse.
Yes.
So I'm glad that Speaker Pelosi, he will always be Speaker in my heart, has joined other lawmakers in calling for Biden to stop giving weapons to Israel.
It's got to be conditional.
Yeah, yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Rude Pundit next.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A former daycare provider in Mineral Point is sentenced to 11 years in prison and 12 years of extended supervision. Joanne Ford pleaded guilty to several child neglect charges earlier this year in the death of 4-month-old Wyatt Hamlin 2 years ago. One count of reckless homicide was dismissed at Ford's sentencing Friday. The criminal complaint says Wyatt suffered from brain swelling and died 4 days after last being in Ford's care. The protest vote against President Biden was higher in Dane County than anywhere else in Wisconsin. More than 14% of Dane County Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed. The statewide tally was 8%. The uninstructed campaign set a goal of winning 20,000 votes statewide and got about 48,000. But that still fell short of the number needed to send delegates to the Democratic National Convention in August. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 62 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do I think that we should ignore RFK Jr.? No, I don't, because I think that right now what people have to understand is that this is not the time or place for a protest vote. You can do that in the primaries, and I appreciate the people that are doing that, right? But when we get to the general election come November, your protest vote is a vote for Donald Trump. So looking at these candidates, whether it be RFK Jr., whether it be Cornel West or whomever it is, now is not the time. Now is the time to hold on to our democracy so that we can live to fight another day.
Thank you, Danielle Moody. Thank you, thank you. It's almost like it goes right to the point of this brilliant scribbling by a hobo. We can't rely on people just vote against Trump. We have to vote for Biden.
Right.
Who wrote that?
Hey, Rule.
Oh.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's out
and let Freddie in.
His background makes it look like he has a halo.
He does have a halo. That's real. That part is real.
Yeah.
The eclipse is forming right over his
head. Exactly.
Good morning, Rudeness.
Good morning.
Oh, you gave a little eclipse tip on Threads. You said, pro tip for getting the perfect eclipse photo with your phone, don't. Put the thing away. 99% right. of the pics will be the anyways.
Yep.
Just enjoy the experience for sake. Thank you.
I was looking at my photos from 2017, and I'm like, why did I take this?
I had a girlfriend a long time ago. I'm like, can we just enjoy one thing without photographing it?
Thank you.
You just be in the moment of the thing that's happening.
Okay, boomer.
That's
you
know, me.
I was with my bike club, you know, and we always take a group photo at like the halfway point, and I was laughing at how many of us were also taking photos. So they were taking a photo of all the rest of us taking selfies.
Right.
Of the same thing.
I mean, take photos of the darkness. Take photos of the shadows on the ground.
Right.
Especially if you can get a shadow that shows the actual eclipse. Those are cool.
Yeah.
But don't put your phone at the sky.
No. Yeah. No, you're going to ruin your lens if you do that.
Yeah. Do you share my hope that Trump looks directly into it again and they have to give him a dog and it turns out to be Commander?
There you go. All right. There you go.
And he won't know. Okay. Rude.
What?
You complete me. Say it right at there. I've already said it this weekend. I was just saying to my friend Karen, we were hiking yesterday, this first line, you said all of this Trump can get exhausting, can't it? That's what I said. This is going to be the longest campaign in history. We've already been through years of this. It's hard to believe that his base isn't exhausted by his constant chaos and just... All of it, right? Like, just all of it. It's become
meth,
like...
Meth is a hell of a drug.
what was the latest? Oh, he accused Biden of being on cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay.
On cocaine and of...
And it needs to be drug tested before they debate.
And of defecating at the at his desk. So,
Oh, God.
He implied that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Noel Castler will be on Thursday talking about how Trump is a lifelong drug addict.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, and defecator. I'm not even sure that's alleged.
Yeah.
Ask anyone that worked on Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, this is what I mean about even just the 30, whatever his base is, Rude, that they're just not exhausted by the constant whining and repetition and victimhood. It's still hard to get my head around where we are. I mean, just what is this in the last few days? He's compared himself to Jesus, Nelson Mandela.
Al Capone. Those are the three you always think of in the same. time.
I always think of what Chris says, that they do it to own the libs, and as the most easily owned lib in America, I know we shouldn't react, but it's almost like he does it because he knows we're going to freak the out.
No, he does it. He does it to freak you out, Stephanie.
In particular,
yes.
I'm just like Nelson Mandela. But then it's like we're with this dilemma. How do you ignore him? He's apparently going to be the candidate for president on the Republican side, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're not avoiding it. There's a lot that we need to get our head around that we're not avoiding, you know. And you know, we all thought for a long time, and that's one of the trials at least would happen, and he would end up behind bars. No, it's not going to happen.
Well, you said last week. You said, "I'll believe it when I see it." I mean, it appears it is going to start a week from today. But, you know, according to legal experts, although, as Chris always says, legal experts.
Yeah. I'm sure they've got another dozen motions ready to file his lawyers.
And but, we were saying Friday, right, Jody, that I think it's been 17 national polls in a row now are showing Biden leading, which, of course, that's why you won't hear that anywhere in the mainstream media, because they've got to keep the horse race going. But I feel like as people are starting to tune in more, I don't think we're taking crazy pills. And then I do think this trial is going forward. I think he's going to be convicted. What I've often wondered is if he gets convicted and his polling starts to really crater, he's a narcissist. I think he's going to, I don't know what the hell, who knows, medical something. He's not going to, if he sees he's going to lose in a landslide, I don't know. I feel like this isn't anything can happen here.
I don't think he would do a medical thing. I think he would be more likely to pay Melania to fake a medical thing to then say, I have to get, or right. Barron. To then say, well, I have to give up the campaign because I love my family so much.
Yeah, well, that was clear from the video.
He would make himself appear weak.
Right.
That's true.
At all.
That's clear from the video yesterday how very, very much Melania loves him. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. You said watching this hemorrhoid in human form day in and day out as he blusters about perceived attacks by migrants and judges, ranting his brain comparisons between himself and Nelson Mandela or Jesus or Al Capone. The Mandela was, it would be my honor to go to prison. Well, I wish Judge Marchand would just take him up on it. Just okay. But this is what he's trying. He's trying to bait the judge.
Only if he gets treated like Nelson Mandela was treated in prison. Then okay.
Yeah. What was the other thing? Oh, he also doubled down on the Democrats execute babies after birth thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he did that this morning. Right. He did that this morning, too. His did you know about his abortion post?
Yes. I saw. Yeah. Well, I saw his
he made a pronouncement.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, was it a proclamation?
It was a proclamation.
From the bassinet. Hold, please. Yes. Hooray! He told the dangerous lie again that Democrats believe in executing the baby after birth. Elsewhere, he bragged about ending Roe v. Wade, appeared to take the position that states should decide limits on abortion while urging them to take measures that would still allow Republicans to win elections. Because, he said, I was proud of the person responsible for the ending, something that all the legal scholars on both sides wanted.
No.
What?
No.
No.
Legal scholars on the left, just to put this in context, what legal scholars on the left were saying was, you got to pass a national law because at some point some crazy Supreme Court is going to overrule Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
That's why legal scholars on the left might have said, we need to do something more than Roe v. Wade.
I love this. My view is now we have abortion where everybody wanted it. I'm like, what? Really? Have you talked to a woman lately? Any woman?
Yeah. A woman trapped in Alabama?
You said you can't brag that you got rid of Roe v. Wade and left abortion laws to the states and then say you have a problem with how some states are so harsh about abortion. No, that's why Roe v. Wade was necessary, dumbass. I mean, he does not understand anything about any issue, Rude, except as to how it benefits his reptilian existence.
Well, that's why he wants exceptions for rape and incest, because, those are the primary ways he has sex.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, I'm not going to say who the incest is with, but,
You said the Biden event.
Eric in a pinch. Okay.
You threaded the Biden event sold out Radio City Music Hall. Several thousand people were there. Trump's little faux fancy gala at his Florida palace attracted a handful of slimy billionaire stains that don't give a damn about anything. And has the media not learned yet about saying, Trump raised $50 million? No, you have to say Trump says.
Yeah.
Wait till.
Right. Claims. Go with claims, because claims sounds, much sketchier. The other thing, I do have to correct one thing. It wasn't at his S Palace. It was at another billionaire's S Palace. That was my mistake.
Stephanie Miller Show appreciates the apology.
Yes. Because, we have to be honest here.
You had the threat of the day. The Rock will not be endorsing Joe Biden in the presidential election. You said dumb as a. It's very funny. That's funny. I get it. Talk about only caring about your self-interests, right? I mean, it's just because he's joining wrestling again. I mean, just probably doesn't want to piss off MAGA fans or whatever. you know, and as we were saying, there's no neutral in this election. Just saying, it's on Fox News, you go on to say America's too divisive. It's too, you know, we're too divided, so I don't want to endorse anyone. You went on Fox News to say that, the most divisive force in American life, right?
Right, right. It's like going on Joe Rogan and saying you trust science. You
yeah.
know? It's
or coming on the Miller show and saying you don't like fart jokes. I mean,
right, right, right. Yeah, don't just avoid it at all costs.
Right.
When you, I mean, it's also the, you know, frankly, it's of a piece of all of his performances, which is, you know, he only plays himself.
Yeah.
And you know, can never, and he, in fact, I believe he has it in his contracts that he can never come out a loser in any of his movies.
Someone cited Taylor Swift that, you know, they appropriated her, even calling her their Aryan goddess and whatever, and she took a stand, even though it, you know, might have hurt her, and she's making more money than ever. Trust me, he's going to lose money on this.
Well, and he doesn't need it. That's the other thing.
I know.
That's the thing that's embarrassing about this. It's like, dude, you are wealthy enough where you can tell people to F off if they don't want to, you know, support you anymore in your fake wrestling.
Right. Exactly. So we've been obviously talking about you retweeted about Chef Andres and Gaza. I thought your thread was so interesting. You said for decades, anything short of knee-jerk support for Israel was seen as a career killer for most elected officials, including Democrats. Now that support for Palestinians has become acceptable as a mainstream political stance, a whole lot of Democratic leaders were caught off guard and are slowly recalibrating. Meanwhile, a younger generation has leapt over their learning curve, telling them they don't have to kiss Netanyahu's ass anymore. That's what we were saying. This really all comes down to Netanyahu. You know, as Chris said, Hamas is evil, Netanyahu is evil, you know. And
but we also, I mean, you know, one of the things is, we all remember it, every time there was Gaza would do some little attack and Israel would come in and crush it, there were all of these times that happened, and every politician had to line up behind Israel, no matter how horrible it got I sounded like Trump there on that. Horrible. No matter how horrible it got for Gazans or the West Bank. And so now things have evolved where it's okay finally to support Gaza.
Yeah.
It's not political poison.
And by the way, this wasn't the first time. It just was very tragic, you know. Obvious, a huge thing, the World Kitchen workers, because we all know World Kitchen. But, you know, I think that it's like 200 aid workers have been killed. And, you know, and part of it, Ruud, it is both sides in the sense that Hamas is also stealing a lot of the, you know, they're both awful. You know, it's between the Israeli military and Hamas stealing it. This is why we have this entire crisis but I'm glad, as I said, that Speaker Pelosi joined several Democratic lawmakers calling for Biden to halt arms transfer to Israel following, you know, this tragedy until a full investigation into the airstrike is completed. And no, you can't investigate yourself, right?
Right. And I understand the frustration of young people as somebody that has been frustrated with many administrations on Israel. But this is pretty huge. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden all at least making noise about ceasefires and other actions to try to stop Israel.
Yeah.
That's a sea change in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And as far as the Jose Andres thing, it made me wonder how many vans full of Palestinians have been hit that we just don't hear about.
Yeah.
That were accidents, you know? And or is it the policy of Israel that if a van full of people has one potential militant in it, that they're not 100% sure on, that they just go ahead and blow up the vehicle?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's the ratio there of innocent people to a single militant?
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, I mean, that's what we were saying, Ruud, that you can't if you have any point about proportionality, how you say, you know, 1,200 equals 34,000 and counting, it just...
Yeah.
And also, we were saying we don't really understand the democracy system over there. But,
the parliamentary system.
Yeah. What, is it like raves, Ruud? Is it like a, you know, oh, Beyonce's going to be here at, you know, midnight.
Yeah, we'll send
drop a new...
Send the address just before.
Yes, exactly. Like, my friend Glenn will be like, oh, Chris Rock's doing a set or wherever, and I just got the thing now. Like, is that how... Because it just seems like they have got to get rid of Netanyahu. You know, he is the source of all of this. Like, the fact that it's his enormous incompetence that let this happen in the first place, his distraction with the West Bank or wherever, right? That he missed this. It went on for hours and hours. Like, and he was the one funding Hamas in the first place. Like, it just, how is he still in power, I guess, is my question.
Well, I mean, you know, his coalition seems to be finally falling apart. And again, I like you, not playing expert here.
Right.
Just though on the way that elections are run, I believe that there is a term limit, or there is a term to a president has a term there like anywhere else. However, it's a longer term, and so there has to be an election at the end of the term. But elections can be called by the president or by some overwhelming vote of the parliament or the Knesset, I guess, in this case. And they can, so there can be an early election.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's used by leaders as a way of reaffirming their power. And sometimes,
so it's, you know, it's electoral Groundhog Day is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Anyway, there you go. Sorry. Sorry to play teacher for a moment. And I can't wait to hear how totally wrong I was.
Is this going to be on the test?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes, it is.
We link to all of Rude Pundit's fantastic scribblings, and we love you.
Thank you. Oh, we didn't even get to say Gamecock on the air.
Aww.
I'm just so sad about that.
Gamecock.
That's the other USC, right?
Hmm?
Is that the other USC?
I don't
USC?
Know. I just barely got finished... what do you call it? Celebrating International Beaver Day yesterday, which is true.
Yes.
And now it's Gamecock Day.
Thank you.
Yes,
I just had a
Well, you know, one's definitely got to follow the other.
Oh, well. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my travel Genucel.
Oh, yeah.
Going on the road again.
This weekend.
I can't wait to get on the road with all my Genucel friends. Which friends are they? XV, the Gen 90?
Of course.
Yeah. Immediate effects. I bring all of them with me. They come in like little tubes that are very travelable.
They are.
Travelable.
You can put them in your carry-on.
Right. Thank you. Genucel, I'm telling you, always thinking of something new. Gen 90 is the latest breakthrough in skincare from our friends at Genucel. Instantly, those bags under your eyes from lack of sleep, overwork, stress, even those seasonal allergies that come up in spring weather, instantly reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You can feel it. You can feel the tingling and the tightening.
Yeah.
Oh, what? It sounds like I'm talking about something else. And now you can get Genucel's classic under eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and that luxurious Genucel XV cream that Chris and Jody and I start our day with. That's the base, man. The base is the Genucel XV. Love it. Stunning results day after day. Right now you can get 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Plus, get an extra 10% automatically applied at checkout when you go to genucel.com/Stephanie. Order right now. Get a free limited edition spa box with bonus gifts and free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Do you
love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at Nobin House?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles. But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, you betrayed me.
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I could believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
Got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Clyde's Yarking. Upstairs, he's doing Far Away Dog.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, why? Because probably he's out of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, which means I got to get up there, toot sweet, snap a doodle, as Andrew Weissman would say.
Or prepare to die.
Yes. Okay, they love it. They absolutely love it. And it's made of superfoods. Salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, you name it. Yep. Antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. The first four ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. I mean, what a feast for your doggy. They will be so happy, so healthy. And it's raw, freeze-dried, so you'll love it. It's not that gloppy stuff that you have to store in the fridge.
No.
Okay. That means you get all the convenience of kibble and the nutrition of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs absolutely love the flavor. 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. All right, so much to get to, for God's sakes. What is happening here? A friend posted on another platform, anyone who worked with Trump in the last few years is either in prison or on TV begging people not to vote for him in the 2024 election.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just saying, if you want to take a pro tip. All right, we have Dean Obadala coming up. Much more. Stephanie Miller Show.
Hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Monday. Very special Devils Advocates Radio Show. President Joe Biden coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. You better tune in. Devils Advocates will bring you all the coverage.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.